The Morning Crew Showbiz Goss with Peter Ford.
For Prestige Jayco, take a virtual tour of the range at prestigejayco.com.au.
Morning, Pete. Happy Thursday. Good news for Kerri-Anne Kenley. She's got a great new gig.
I tell you what, you cannot keep a good girl down. She is absolutely bounced back after a recent departure from Studio 10. But nobody saw this particular gig coming along. She's going to do her first ever stage musical.
Ooh.
She's going into the cast of the musical Pippin. And this is an old musical written by Stephen Schwartz, the man who wrote Wicked. And it was done many, many years ago in Australia with Johnny Farnham and Colleen Hewitt.
Wow.
He was Johnny back then. But anyway, so this new version of it, she's going to play Granny. I don't know that she's necessarily so thrilled about the character name, but in it, I tell you, it's like a granny you've never seen before, because part of the way they've reworked this show, they've put in all these Cirque du Soleil type elements, and she has to be up on the high wire, flying around, getting dropped down, and like, and no harness.
Wow.
I would love to see the insurance cover for this musical. So it's a great gig for her. She gets a big number, and yeah, she goes into rehearsal, and she's already started at circus school. That's how serious it is.
Wow.
With all the acrobats, and then they open at the end of next month.
Wow, and because Granny really steals the show too. I mean, it's all about
Pippin. She does. It's just one number, really.
Yeah.
But you just, it's a great number, and the audience sing along, and then she gets up on the high wire. So
that's
basically
excellent.
Eat the scenery, chew it up, and walk out.
Any other names with her in that show,
no,
Pete?
No, I haven't heard anyone else, actually. Haven't heard any other names. But it's going to be quite interesting, because it's to see, this is the first big musical to open in the current environment.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, of all the restrictions and the problems. And, for example, you know, they're only allowed to sell 1,000 of the 2,000 seats in the theatre. So all of these things, you know, it's a whole new world for producers. So she's going to be a part of history.
Good on her. Now, Akadaka and Van Halen dominating the charts. What's going on here?
It's weird. Looking at the music charts this morning, there's a lot of Akadaka. There's a whole lot of Van Halen after Eddie's death yesterday. There's even a bit of Fleetwood Mac in there. It's still very retro when you look at it. But, yeah, of course, AC/DC released their new single yesterday, and Shot in the Dark. And we'd heard teasers of it, so we knew what we were getting. And it's unmistakably AC/DC. You know, they know exactly what they're doing and what the brand is. And with Eddie Van Halen, and that's very sad. He clearly was a very, very sick man for many years. Didn't want to be too public about it. I mean, we knew he had tongue cancer some time ago, and we knew that the cancer had come back. But by the sounds of it, from all the reports, including his ex-wife, who presumably would know, it had spread to other organs in his body. And yeah, I'll tell you one little funny bit, well, not funny bit, but nice bit about the man.
Yeah.
And everybody says he was a great musician. I mean, he really was a brilliant guitar player. He got involved with this charity in LA called Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation. And if you remember that movie, Mr. Holland's Opus?
Yeah, Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah, and this foundation tries to get musical instruments into schools and money to buy musical instruments if needed. And so he donated 75 of his own guitars to this charity, and they then distributed them to high schools in California. So all these young kids who may or may not even know Van Halen are actually learning to play and practicing on Eddie Van Halen's own guitars.
That's amazing. And lastly today, Olivia Newton-John's got a new wellness centre, but it's different to her cancer centre.
Yeah, it's different. This is the Olivia Newton-John Foundation, so it's a completely different thing to the long-existing Olivia Newton-John Cancer Wellness Research Centre, which, of course, she's raised so much money for. But now she's kind of broken away from that. She's still supporting that, but this new foundation is more about plant-based therapies for cancer. Now, I don't know why she couldn't still do that under the umbrella of the existing charity, but for whatever reason, she's gone and set up her own thing, and we all love Olivia, and we all want to support her. So go and check it out on her social.